Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Commander, if I'm not mistaken, you can't get enough cowbell.
I can't. We played this song yesterday, which is funny you're saying that now, because in the newsroom prior to the start of the show just now, I said, hey, are we doing an all cowbell day? Because if you're listening yesterday, you would have heard that request on my part. And you just looked me straight in the eye and said, we are not doing that today.
Well, actually, we are.
Yes. Oh, okay, whoa.
I thought this was a BYOCB.
Bring your own cowbell?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That was not. Don't encourage that.
Bring your own.
Dan, the way that you sip coffee after you think you've made a point is rather entertaining.
It's smug coffee sipping?
Yes.
It's not the sip, it's the...
He goes like this, he goes, well, if you were listening yesterday...
Some good coffee there.
Is it?
Robust.
Is it robust?
Dark.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what I can do. I don't know how many songs have way too much cowbell.
I've got lots of ideas for this.
The 2 o'clock, obviously, with Blue Oyster Cult. We have Mountain with Mississippi Queen coming your way at 5 o'clock.
Don't spoil it for everyone.
That starts with cowbell.
Okay. You know what I mean? It does. I had to remind you of that, too, Mr. Music Trivia Guy. You're like, does it have cowbell? And I go, that's the opening note to the song is cowbell. Before a single chord is strung.
Did you come on my show to front me?
No.
It's like me getting in your airplane and telling you how to fly.
He's very frosty the past couple of days.
Have you
challenging you on irrelevant 80s hair metal rock.
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
No, don't stop it.
Best skit of all time.
1, 2, 3, 4. Knocking the guitar set of the way.
Horribly offbeat. By the way, look who's on drums.
Hey,
it's Jimmy Fallon.
Bruce, I'm sorry, could you come back in there, please?
Who cannot keep it together.
No. We just wasted two tracks.
All right, stop. Horatio Sanz. They always broke. Always.
So Jimmy Fallon is on drums. He cannot keep it together. He is losing it. By the way, the producer...
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
Bruce Dickinson.
Who's Bruce Dickinson?
Famous producer.
Lead singer of Iron Maiden.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't act like you know.
Well, I knew that.
Bruce Dickinson is the lead singer of Iron Maiden. That's his... Okay.
You're ruining it for everyone, Gene. I'd be doing me and this band a disservice if I didn't play the hell out of this thing.
One of the greatest skits of all time.
It might be... Other than Zentrex, it might be the greatest Saturday Night Live skit of all time.
Well, it was very unique and different, that's for sure, which helps.
You got to put Oops, I Crapped My Pants in there somewhere.
That's I would, but I wouldn't
Colin
put it above. Colin Blow was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Zentrex is the greatest Saturday Night Live skit of all time. When I walk down the street wearing gray sweatpants, people cross the street.
Mom Jeans was pretty good.
Mom Jeans is good. And then, of course, we're forgetting the stuff from the, like, Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley doing Chippendales.
There's been a lot of good stuff through the years.
Buckwheat with Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, Esquire James Brown. With the 50 best SNL skits of all time ranks.
Well, now, wait.
It's
hang
not
on
a show here without a list.
Before you say, that's right. We do a lot of lists. they're going to go 70s because everybody thinks the 70s SNL was the greatest SNL. I totally disagree.
What?
I totally disagree. I think the 80s SNL was the best.
Okay.
Really?
With Eddie Murphy?
Well, Eddie Murphy was great.
He came and went pretty quickly.
He did.
He was
didn't stay long. I think Farley showed up in the late 80s, early 90s.
Uh-huh.
He was my favorite of all time.
The early, mid-80s, you had, what was it, Joe Piscopo and some
others. Oh, guys, yeah. We're forgetting some major ones. Folks. You got Blank in a Box.
Oh, yeah.
Blank in a box is pretty good.
That was all the Lonely Island, Andy Samberg stuff. Lazy Sunday was another good one. The Chronic, what?
Andy Samberg is a genius.
But they rank more cowbell at third.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about...
What is number two?
Scrolling back down, sorry. It's one of those where there's a paragraph for every single one.
I like
one.
The Dana Carvey days, you know, chopping broccoli. Okay. I like the obscure stuff.
I think I can get away with saying this on the air.
Let's not do that.
Sweaty certain things?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say that?
Yeah, the NPR radio.
You could probably get away with that one.
Yeah.
Van Down by the River was number two.
Okay, that's a good one.
Of course.
And then the Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer was number one.
Oh, that is so good, where he's the trial lawyer, and he's like, I don't even remember that one.
That was what's his name?
Phil Hartman.
Oh, so good.
It was unique, but, you know.
These aren't entirely 70s. I mean, word association dates back pretty far, but then you go Celebrity Jeopardy gets fifth.
Oh, with Sean Connery?
Wayne's World gets sixth.
Oh, Wayne's World.
I mean, the 70s SNL, if we're going down this path, the 70s SNL was unique. It was different. It was edgy. It was very urban and street and counterculture.
Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford falling down the steps of Air Force One.
It was a different era. And so, you know, what they did spawned the rest of it. So, you know, they are the among the pantheon of comedic gods on high than everybody else.
Do you remember, I think it was 70s, where they did the skit on, you know, the word sandwich comes from Lord Sandwich of, you remember this one?
No, but it's already funny.
They're all like an old Victorian setting at a ball, and the guy announces every couple that comes in. He goes, "May I introduce Lord and Lady Sandwich?" And they come in, and then it just gets more ridiculous, you know, Lord and Lady Douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Number seven was Sarah.
Can I say that,
Palin,
by the way?
And Hillary address the nation. I did kind of reach for the dump button there.
You can say DB on the air.
Eight was D in a Box.
Yeah.
Nine was Cobras and Panthers. And 10 was Weekend Update with Rosanna Dana on smoking.
Was that the one with... where it's like a West Side Story sort of thing.
Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald's like, wait, what's that? You just got up and started singing and dancing.
One of the best ones.
That's a good one.
Word Association.
I'm not familiar with that one.
That one's with Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase.
Came in at number four.
Where they kept saying certain words to do word association. And then it went off the rails.
Like this show?
Yeah, but I mean, it was, 1975.
Do you think old Saturday Night Live 1970s era could be aired today?
You could not do this nowadays.
You can't even air episodes of The Office today now.
You couldn't air episodes of All in the Family.
That
Christ,
oh, yeah, Dan, I am not playing Word Association. No. Not in 2025.
No, you just can't.
Did you just take a listen to it?
I just listened to it.
You've okay. got to, you've got to do it on your own time to see how the Word Association plays out and how it ratchets up and ratchets up.
Yeah, but well, then you have to go flog yourself because you're an awful person because you thought it was funny.
But seriously, I mean, when you talk about shows kidding. That aired back when we were younger that could not be on the air today, mm-hmm. keep in mind the Jeffersons was an offshoot of All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll recall in one of the early episodes,
Archie
Bunker goes over to the Jeffersons' apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Jefferson offers to buy him a drink at the bar or whatever, and he goes, well, that's awfully white of you. I mean, you could never play that today on TV.
And there are certain reasons, but back then, of course, it was very edgy and very funny and very of the times because we were just coming out of the civil rights era and all of the stuff that was going on at that time. It made sense to an audience at that time. Nowadays, I think a lot of people in the audience don't understand.
I don't think they would
nuance.
Laugh. I don't think they would laugh.
Yeah, but would they not laugh understand. Because they're afraid to be judged for laughing, or would they not laugh because they legit think it's not funny?
The
well, they
former,
may not
not
find
the latter.
The humor because they don't understand why it was delivered to begin with.
Well, but most of comedy is not laughing necessarily because you think it's funny. It's laughing out of astonishment that somebody just said that.
Well, fair point. Great point, Sam.
Like I just said a second ago, there's episodes of The Office where, you know, the Michael Scott character says some outrageous things that even
Diversity
today.
Diversity Day?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking of. I still could watch that. I'll laugh hysterically, and unfortunately, you will never see that rerun on TV now.
But there's so much of this humor that a lot of people don't understand that humor and what the point of it is and what the story, in a sense, is behind what's being
said.
Well,
it's designed
the context.
It's designed to shock you in a way that, to Sam's point, it's not that what they said necessarily was that funny. It's you can't believe somebody just said that.
I love that.
That's what makes it funny. It's the absurd, the absurdity of the absurd. And that's half of comedy. You know, I mean, go to, you know, take Jim Gaffigan out or what's the one guy that is really clean as well?
Nate Bargatze,
yeah. Thank you. You take those guys out, you throw some of the more crude comics in the mix.
Edgy.
And you're like, and I love clean comedy. I think Gaffigan and Bargatze, mm-hmm. I think they're brilliant. I think it's harder to do clean comedy than it is to do dirty comedy. But when you're dealing with one of these, you know, more profane comics, when they say something, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they just said that. And therein lies part of the humor.
But now we live in, you know, cancel culture on yep. steroids, where
fair.
That clip goes viral on the internet, and oh, you should never be doing comedy again. It's like, that's actually kind of the whole point.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. Jake Jeffries from the Johnny Dare Morning Show joins us tomorrow afternoon. Jake the Phone Snake. Can't wait to do radio with him again. Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not hearing any cowbell.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I hear any cowbell in there, Sam.
Bruce Dickinson's going to have words with you.
Listen closer.
Sam, I'm a drummer by trade.
Oh, you know what? In the chorus, I think there's some cowbell. Mm-hmm. We just didn't get there. There it is.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I had to play the part of the song with the cowbell.
Well, yeah. No one's going to get it.
How else are we going to hear the cowbell?
Guys.
Guys.
I'm going to need some more cowbell.
Really? Explore the space.
I'm going to give you both credit. You guys are pretty good.
Explore the space.
Sam, do it again.
Guys, you played a song with cowbell, but you didn't play the right part.
Okay, you do it.
Sam, I'm going to need more cowbell. Okay. Really?
I'm going to give it to Reed on
explore
this one.
Explore the space.
But you both are very good. Explore the room. The Paris prosecutor has announced that four more arrests have been made today in connection with the stunning heist at the Louvre Museum in October by a gang that made off with $100 million worth of jewels. The two men and two women taken into custody are from the Paris region and range in age from 31 to 40, according to the prosecutor. Her statement did not say what role they're suspected of having played in the October 19 theft. So a month and a week ago,
yeah.
Police can hold them for questioning for 96 hours. They still have not found the jewels. They gone.
What this tells me, and you can only make so many arrests when initially we only knew of four people that were involved, right?
Mm-hmm, before and people so that were seen leaving the museum on that ladder.
Ladder truck. Yeah. Lorry. Ladder lorry. At this point, it seems like they're just arresting everybody who might have been associated with somebody who might have been involved. And what that tells me is that of the people they have arrested, they are confident that none of them were really that involved.
Hmm. Do you think it's going to be like Goodfellas where suddenly people start to disappear?
Maybe. I don't know. But when
don't
something
go buy
like that
pink
happens,
Cadillac yet and that big fur coat.
The people demand answers. And if the government entity cannot provide those answers, people start to get fidgety. And so their way of trying to calm the concern is, oh, we'll just start arresting a bunch of people. But if they really had the four guys they were looking for, why are they still arresting
people? So I think they've got two of the four guys that were seen going down that ladder.
Right.
But they think. Right, exactly. Two others remain on the loose. But yet they've got all these ancillary characters who I'm not really sure what they did.
And maybe they're on the trail. Maybe this was some lady who, you know, sent an email at some point that was associated with the heist, but she really had no legitimate involvement, and they're just trying to get her to flip.
The thing I never understand about these robberies where you're taking museum-level pieces, whether it's jewelry,
I mean, this is art. Thomas Crown Affair stuff.
Yeah, where's the market? Other than some eccentric person living on an island somewhere, where's the market to offload this stuff?
Either that or you dismantle the jewelry, the crowns. You take the diamonds off the crown, the emeralds, whatever, and you just sell those as individual pieces.
But I think what makes it so valuable is that it's an artifact. As soon as you remove it from the crown, like, oh, yeah, trust me, these were jewels from a royal crown.
Fair point.
Well, but we're operating under the assumption that just because they have $1 billion that they want to follow the law.
Yeah, out there. Kansas City, if any of you have committed a large robbery of some sort and had some jewels, we'd like you to call in.
Well, you know we're number one in Lansing, right? Sam.
You were Kyler Yust's pen pal. Don't look at me.
Do you know who Kyler Yust is?
I don't. Sorry, Kyler.
Convicted murderer?
He's your biggest fan?
He wrote me letters.
And then brought him up in court.
And then brought my name up in court. I'm in the official record.
Uh-huh. Scott Parks, official court record. OCR.
And then I get a letter from him. I mention it on the air that I have a letter in my hand from Kyler Yeust. Next thing I know, I turn around 30 minutes later, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department standing outside the window.
We're going to need that letter, sir.
Wow.
I give him the letter.
No, it's mine.
You can't have it. I'm law and order.
You can't have this letter.
But we say things like, well, where's the market? Just because somebody might have billions of dollars doesn't mean that they're, well, I only want to buy things that are legal.
Well, but
a lot of times they got to that $1 billion by doing things that were maybe right on the edge of not legal.
But for example, let's say that you're a billionaire, okay? And somebody steals the Mona Lisa, maybe the most famous framed painting on the planet. And the only reason I say framed is because of the Sistine Chapel. So here it is, the most famous framed painting on the planet. You're a billionaire. I'm going to give you $800 million for you, art thief,
okay,
to give me the Mona Lisa. What am I going to do with it?
You're not going to show it to your friends.
No, you're not going to show it to anyone.
What are you talking about?
You're not going to trade it for a tank of gas or some other, I guess you could barter with other people that have large collections of illegally acquired
artifacts. You're going to put it up on the wall in your giant mansion, and then when all your rich people come over, all your rich friends, and they see it, they're like, is that the real Mona Lisa? Yeah, it is.
And so I'm going to trust my rich friends not to squeal.
Maybe it's going back to our discussion yesterday about dopamine. They're just trying to scratch the dopamine itch.
I've got two words for you. Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay. I'm not laughing at the crimes.
Four-letter words.
I'm laughing at the irony of what you just said.
Those rich people came to the island and certainly saw some crimes.
Yeah, you're right. But guess what? That house of cards fell.
Eventually.
You can't keep the secret forever. Right?
I would be willing to bet that the theory about them being dismantled and dispersed that way is probably more legitimate, but it's always fun to think.
It's always fun to think.
It is.
Profound. Okay. I'm going to think about that one.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Sam, that's a ride cymbal. That's not cowbell yet.
Whatever. You were talking to me while I was trying to find the cowbell.
Do you even drum?
I drum.
I know.
It sounded more like a triangle.
A triangle?
Ding, 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 ding.
It sounded more like a xylophone to me.
If you could, can you look up Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy? He issued a video today, YouTube video, about civility on airlines as we enter into the holiday season. As many people know, our guest today, Commander Jesse Reed, is not only a former Top Gun pilot, but he is also a commercial airline pilot. And I thought we could get into that in just a moment. Before we do, after more than a century of munching on our favorite foods of romaine lettuce and cactus fruit, beloved Galapagos tortoise Grandma, the oldest resident of the San Diego Zoo, has died.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Hold back my emotion here. Sorry, continue.
Grandma was 141 years old.
She was aptly named.
It's not exactly clear when the tortoise arrived at the San Diego Zoo, but zoo officials say she came from the Bronx Zoo in either 1928 or 1931. As the world changed around her, she delighted visitors with her sweet but shy personality. She lived through two world wars and 20 U.S. presidents. She was known as the Queen of the Zoo. Mm-hmm. 141 years old. What?
It's got to be some
the
bad
world will be in
something.
Mourning for the next 30 days. Flags at half mast immediately.
Oh my God.
You're so insensitive.
A school bus driver allegedly drove his students to school while intoxicated, later telling police that the alcohol the students said that they smelled on him was NyQuil. According to court documents obtained by local outlet WCCO. A school resource officer from Maple Lake Public Schools was notified by a student that their bus driver smelled like booze. The officer contacted the bus company. The driver was replaced for the day. Fox 9, I believe this is in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken, reported that charging documents say that multiple students under the age of 16 were on the bus, but it did not reveal how many students were on the bus. The 55-year-old driver was reportedly taken to the company's service garage and questioned by a deputy. Authorities conducted a breath test to determine the driver's blood alcohol concentration to be 0.082.
Blaming the NyQuil, the oldest trick in the book. The issue being, if your breath smells like alcohol because of NyQuil, you still drank enough to be drunk, brother.
I was going to say, not a great answer. Like, it wasn't alcohol. It was this other sleep aid that makes me incredibly drowsy and unable to operate heavy machinery.
Sir, I would never drink booze while I was driving the bus, just beer.
It was just my Ambien you smell. It's just Ambien.
Somebody on the text line says he was just working for the weekend. Okay. Or maybe they're saying working for the weekend has some cowbell.
It does, has cowbell.
What is your fascination with cowbell?
I just want to have a say in the music here. I feel like...
Could you try having a good say in the music?
Oh, snap. Got him. Stay down.
Which songs have I asked for that are... below your standard?
Oh, none.
None so far.
Honestly, the cowbell one's a pretty high mark. Because the songs have cowbell, but where in the song has the cowbell is the tough part. Because what I just played has cowbell in it
somewhere. I'm just picking the theme. The creative liberties are still with both of you, the stars of the show.
I understand. Were you able to find Sean Duffy, Sam, by any chance?
I've got him.
Okay. Can you play his YouTube video from today, please?
That we've launched a civility campaign. And I think it's important as we travel that we think about not just ourselves, not just our families, but we think about those who are around us. And we call our better angels in a busy time. And again, the airports are going to be packed. TSA lines may be a little longer. And as you might not be able to find a seat as you're by your gate because of the number of flights that are going out or coming in. But I think we have to think about how do we do a better job. How do we, you know, maintain maybe some of that frustration we have as we travel this Thanksgiving season? Maybe we should say please and thank you to our pilots and to our flight attendants. I think, again, I call this just maybe dressing with some respect. You know, whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages us to maybe behave all a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive. If we can help someone as we're getting on the aircraft that might need some help putting their bag in the overhead bin, and you're a little stronger, a little buffer, you've been lifting, you know, stand up and, you know, offer to grab that bag and put it up for someone who's having a more difficult time. Common courtesy and civility, I think, is going to work well. And I'd ask you to please be patient with our TSA and our gate agents. And again, they're working their hearts out to make sure that this is the best experience possible for you and the safest experience possible for you. And again, a little gratitude goes a long way. And if we all do that, I think we're gonna have a far better travel season. And by the way, we're gonna get to our families on Thanksgiving with a lot better attitude. Who couldn't ask for that? You guys can fight about politics when you get home for Thanksgiving. Let's have this be the pre-run that is politic-free and very friendly with please and thank yous and a lot of gratitude for all the work that happens to get you to your final destination.
Commander Jesse Reed, you are a commercial airline pilot. Anything he said you disagree with?
I have a lot to say about this. I think the message in general is good, but it's a fairly obvious one. Unfortunately, I think in today's society, we have to be reminded to just follow the golden rule and be a nice person. I know from personal experience, you know, things like helping lift bags in overheads and all that. I do that whether I'm in uniform or out of uniform. You know, if I see the sweet old lady that's having a hard time. And also, it's kind of in everyone's best interest to help out too when somebody's moving slow, because you're going to speed up the boarding process and get to where you're going faster if you're a nice person.
Well, let me address the dress better.
Mm-hmm. my kids would be sad to hear that news there. They travel often with a blanket or a pillow under their arms and in something just short of slippers.
But he said jeans and a nice shirt. The way that I'm sitting across from you right now, which is, by the way, the way I dressed in high school, is the way that I travel.
I would not travel. Shoes? I personally would not travel in your get up there, but that's just a personal decision I make.
But as a pilot, if I were to get on your plane wearing basketball shorts, a hoodie, and tennis shoes, would you find that offensive?
I don't find – it's hard for me to find anything offensive. I'm not someone looking to be offended.
But I can't get over –
I'm probably not the great person to ask this question to.
I can't get over the fact that he basically just said, be a decent human in 30 different ways.
And that we have to be told to be a decent human being with other human beings on an airplane.
Here's some advice I would give to everyone listening, and this is legit now. And I too have been a customer and frustrated and been on delayed flights and been inconvenienced. First of all, please don't take it out on your air crew and your gate agents and all the people that work for the airline there, especially the folks traveling. If your flight is delayed, I promise you the people that are flying on that airplane that are working crew members have now been delayed in their own plans, going to be delayed themselves getting home. There's been many times I've been on a delayed flight. It's my last leg to get to the end of my trip. And then I'm stuck at an airport overnight. And guess what? No airline's going to fork for me to get a hotel room and stay the night.
You don't get special priority?
Nope. Nope. So, you know, I promise you that your air crew on those airplanes are trying to get you where you need to go because they need to get there too. So don't take it out on them. It's okay to be upset, frustrated, all that. I understand all that. But don't take it out on the people who work for the airline.
Is it true that when you're boarding an airplane, there's always a flight attendant there right as you get onto the plane? That their job is not to wish you a good
sober
day
check
or say hello. They're looking to find out if you're hammered.
If you look like you're going to be a problem getting on the airplane because you are inebriated, and you're not allowed, it's FAA regulation, you're not allowed to get on an airplane drunk, period, dot.
You're not allowed to be on an airplane drunk?
No.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
No. So now that's a judgment call. What would happen in that case is if there is someone identified as potentially suspicious in that area, you're going to end up having probably the captain get involved and maybe, depending on who your airline is, there's different customer service professionals that are actually very well trained in this.
Have you ever had to do that?
Have I had to do that with a passenger before?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had to have a talk with a passenger before that was acting very suspicious and looked very much under the influence.
We got a problem with 34B.
Well, exactly. So what you don't want to have
He's
happen.
He's 34D, as in drunk.
And it's legit. Once you're in a flying tin can with wings and you're up airborne, you can't pull over the side of the road. You know, right. You got to deal with this as much as you can, mitigate as much as you can before
you can't
that airplane's
DB Cooper
moving.
Him.
Have you ever thought about it?
No. Oh, man. Get there
don't
faster,
get me started.
The back door.
The comments on the video, there's a lot of people that are very upset with what he said.
Why?
I think that it was almost perfect. The only thing that he should have said that he didn't was pack your patience.
The problem here is that the folks that really, really, really need to hear this message, they already are who they are. And they're the ones who are going to start fights on airplanes and the ones you see that go viral in YouTube videos. Nothing you can say. I don't care who you are, transportation secretary or whoever. It's going to fall on deaf ears.
We've got plenty of room on Jerk Air if they want to fly with us.
Well, by the way, and you're welcome, and you're too kind to be a pilot on Jerk Air, but you're welcome to join Jerk Air whenever you're ready.
Okay. What are the requirements again? What are
you've got to be a jerk.
Well, like just on airplanes or just in general?
Just on airplanes.
Okay. Well, then, I can't join.
Okay.
I can be a jerk in others.
We've got a hell of a board of directors.
In general, is bonus points.
I mean, we've got our director of useless information over here, Dan Weinbaum.
Okay.
Director of research, Sam Stevie. Brian Busby's on the board of directors for Jerk Air.
Okay. What would be my cabinet position?
You would be pilot, head pilot.
Head pilot. Okay. I guess that would make sense.
Head switch flipper.
I'm curious. What are the bad things people are saying about his comments? It's not. Captain Obvious stuff.
They're making it political.
Oh, see.
They're all political. It's like, oh, yeah, coming from the guy who works for the administration that, and I won't finish that sentence.
If it had been a different party in power saying that same thing, okay, Will you still have the same problem with it?
Even the text line's lighting up about it.
No, I think what would happen is if this was a different party in power and we don't get into politics on the show, the other side would have a problem with what he just said.
There's nothing wrong with telling people to be decent humans.
And in this day and age, people don't like being told what to do and how to act, and they will lash out, especially on social media.
Hmm. Well, the only problem I have, and I know we're late for the break.
I want to act on a plane.
The only issue I had was when he said wear jeans. I don't like long pants. Unless I'm going to a funeral or a wedding, chances are I'm not wearing long pants.
And nowadays, you know, back in the day, flying on a plane was special. Now it's just a cattle call.
Yeah, it's not Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. There's not like pilots walking in with flight attendants on their arms. People traveling in suits.
913-586-7798 if you guys want some of this action. 913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the phones. Brandy in Platte City. Brandy, hi. Good afternoon. Hey. Welcome.
Hey, thanks so much. I saw that ad a few days ago, and I was so excited when you started talking about this because I have opinions.
We all do. Topic.
I know. So, first of all, I thought the production value of the video was kind of laughable and amateurish. But second of all, the message, I think, is really missing the mark. I think we started being less respectful as flyers when the airlines industry themselves started being less respectful of us as customers.
Hmm.
So we used to have, you know, legroom, food, service, and this is not a knock on the flight crew or the flight attendants. My best friend's been a flight attendant since 1989. Like, I know stories, but like it used to be, you know, a privilege to fly, and we were treated as such. We were not treated as a commodity. We were treated as an actual customer, and the airlines actually seemed to care about us instead of squeezing every little dime out of us like they do now. So that may be I don't have a solution, of course. I'm just complaining. But I think that is a marked spot when we started acting less respectful.
Hmm.
Just an opinion.
Interesting take. And one I had not considered. Thank you,
well,
Brandy.
I think she is right about one area here, which is flying used to be a luxury. It is now a commodity. It is what makes the business world go. It is what makes all things go.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the case, I don't think, back in the 50s or 60s or the early
70s.
Days. Yeah. So she is right to a certain point. It has become a commodity. But anytime something becomes a commodity, thank you. You find the words today. The offering is going to change a little bit.
And I would agree with her point regarding the leg room. I'm going to be wearing sweatpants as long as I can't sit in that seat, because it's to a point now where I cannot sit in a plain seat without my knees pressing aggressively into the seat in front of me.
You're 6 feet six.
6'5". And you six want five. Me to wear jeans in that scenario? No, I'll be wearing my sweatpants. Thank you very much.
I'm always going to wear long pants on an airplane because I just don't want my bare skin touching that seat that 500 people have sat on also.
Well, if you get long, lengthy basketball shorts, you don't have that problem.
What is it, 1995?
Well, then why wear shorts? You got to show the legs, man. Sun's out, sky's out, thighs out.
Get out. Sky's out, thighs out. It's Nobody has ever said that before.
It's actually a company of athletic shorts I bought from. Actually, that is one of their mottos. Sky's out, thighs out.
I will tell you this, and nothing against the business of which you are employed, mm-hmm. but whenever I get to my destination, when I get to the hotel, the very first thing I do is shower.
Yeah.
But I would do that if I was wearing long pants.
Yeah. I mean, you've been out and about and everyone else's
airports
germs
are gross.
And stuff.
Yeah. Airports are gross.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, and you wear flip-flops, so your dogs are out the whole time.
No, I do not wear flip. I don't wear flip-flops on flights anymore.
Do undergarments make the cut?
I wear closed-toed shoes.
You've grown.
Do undergarments make the cut for flying?
No, they don't.
So remind me not to sit in your seat.
I was going
to
say, it's not Scott worried about the other people sitting in the seat. It's the other people worried about sitting after Scott.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.